From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. After a mild, quiet night, southerly flow is freshening across the VPR listening region this midday, and an area of scattered to broken showers is tracking rapidly northeastward and eastward across New York State. It's now moving across the Adirondacks and into the St. Lawrence, Champlain, and Hudson Valleys. The showers are fairly light and are the easternmost outriders of a large area of rain and showers lifting northeastward through Ontario and southwestern Quebec province ahead of a warm front that stretches east from deepening low pressure over the western Great Lakes. The front stretches across southwestern Quebec, then curves southeastward across central New York State into northern Massachusetts, and finally off the Atlantic coast near Boston. The focus of lift and precipitation is to our north and west, but some of the showers are peeling off to the right of the main flow and will affect us in scattered to widely scattered fashion this afternoon east of the Greens and a little more numerous fashion west of the Greens. Where they're falling now west of the Greens, they'll lift by during the next couple of hours. A gusty, mild southerly flow will prevail following the frontal passage later on this afternoon through the overnight hours as we enter the cyclone's warm sector. Tomorrow morning, a band of showers and scattered thunderstorms ahead of the trailing cold front will bow eastward and across our listening area. Partial clearing will follow that band. The afternoon sun tomorrow, along with a continued southwesterly flow, will drive temperatures well above seasonal norms. Finally, on Monday, it now looks as though the remains of Hurricane Nate will be vigorous enough and track close enough to us to bring rain to all but extreme northwestern sections beginning by midday and continuing through the evening hours before tapering off to showers. The remains of a cold front hanging up over our region Sunday night and early Monday will provide a conduit for Nate's moisture. This will be a welcome rain. It's been dry for several weeks now. In the tropics, Tropical Storm Nate became a hurricane last night and has continued to strengthen this morning. At 11 a.m., Nate was centered near 26.6 north, 88.4 west, or 180 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and 265 miles south of Biloxi, Mississippi. It's racing north-northwest at 26 miles per hour. Nate's central pressure has dropped to 984 millibars, its maximum sustained winds have increased to 90 miles per hour, and it has developed a 25-mile diameter wide eye under a symmetric central dense overcast. Nate is being propelled northward between an upper-level low over the western Gulf of Mexico and a strong Bermuda high. It should come ashore this evening as a fairly strong Category 2 hurricane, then weaken fairly rapidly while curving smoothly north, then northeastward along the spine of the Appalachians. By Tuesday morning, it should be located near or over eastern Maine. This is close enough to put all but the far northwestern edge of the VPR listening region under its rain shield. Moderate to heavy rainfall may streak over the southern thirds of Vermont and New Hampshire, as well as adjacent portions of northern Massachusetts and eastern New York, with lighter amounts farther north. Also of note, non-tropical low pressure developed over the east-central Atlantic yesterday and has begun to take on subtropical characteristics. This evolution is expected to continue for the next 24 to 36 hours before upper-level conditions become less favorable. If it is named, it will be called Ophelia. Now to the regional forecast. This afternoon, variably cloudy with scattered showers, mainly west of the Greens, high 68 to 77, a gusty south wind developing. Tonight, variably cloudy. After midnight, showers becoming likely through the St. Lawrence Valley and Adirondacks, scattered showers east of there to the Green Mountains and across the remainder of southern Quebec, and only widely scattered showers late east of the Greens. Breezy and mild, lows 58 to 67. Sunday, morning showers likely, slight chance for a thunderstorm, then becoming partly sunny with scattered showers, breezy and warm, highs 72 to 80. I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with An Eye on the Sky.